This is KNKX. The Seattle Mariners will be on the road for the next 10 games, starting a series in Kansas City Friday. This after losing 4 of 6 games in a crucial homestand. More from KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel. Well, Art, the Mariners got all the way to mid-September in contention for a playoff spot. But is it over?
Well, I think the fairy dust has run out, unfortunately. After losing 2 of 3 games this week to Boston, and really they had a chance to play against a bad team in Kansas City and lost 2 of 3 as well, that really knocked them out of contention. They're not mathematically eliminated, but as they begin the road trip Friday, they are 4 games back with 16 to play. It's not impossible, but it's highly unlikely that the teams ahead of them are going to lose, and the Mariners have the disadvantage of not playing any of those teams, so they can't gain faster.
In the last 2 games they played against Boston, it looked like the bullpen was the culprit. Was that the case?
Well, that was a symptom, not a cause. The bullpen just wore out because it had to carry the team all season. They did it because the Mariners' offense was the worst in baseball for nearly the entire season. Their team batting average of .225 is still the worst in baseball. And what happened in the Boston series, in each of those games, the Mariners were 1 for 9 with runners in scoring position. That's terrible. They're leaving men on base and they weren't getting clutch hits. The biggest telltale is a statistic called run differential. And that just means how many runs you score versus how many runs you give up. The Mariners were a minus 60 this season so far. And to give you an example of how it works elsewhere, the Los Angeles Dodgers led in run differential at a plus 242.
Oh, okay. Wow.
So it really was fated not to happen simply because they didn't have the offense. And the reason they didn't have the offense was, I think, fairly legitimate. They wanted to give plate appearances and playing time to the young guys that are going to be part of their future for several years, and that includes Jake Fraley, Jared Kelnick, and Cal Raleigh. These were 3 guys that struggled at the major league level in their first experience with it, which is pretty typical. Not everybody's going to be Ken Griffey Jr. So I don't think that should be held against the Mariners this season, because I think they put a very entertaining ball club out there. I think
they're
come from behind wins, their ability to win 1-run games.
All the grand slam. They had a lot of grand slams.
Well, they did. But that was a blessing and a curse,
right?
Because the Mariners either hit big home runs or struck out.
Right, all or nothing.
And there was not a lot of manufacturing runs, and that's what we saw in the Boston series. It was bound to catch up. The fact that they got to mid-September was the big surprise. They were more lucky than they were good.
All right. Well, other baseball news this week, Art. It was announced that Seattle will host another All-Star game in 2023.
Very cool. The Mariners had an All-Star game here in 1979 in the Kingdome, and they also had one in 2001. That was the year that the Mariners won 116 games, the American League record, and they had 8 members of the team as All-Stars. That was also the last year the Mariners were in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So the 20-year drought is probably going to continue, but they've got 2022 is targeted as the year that the young guys are going to come together and provide a team for real contention. So there may be quite a few Mariners in the 2023 game.
All right, Art. Thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at knkx.org or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.